STL is Y98. In the Brett Mega Show on Y98.
Happy Tuesday. How are you? It's the Brett Mega Show. And how was your day yesterday?
It was pretty good. Other than the weather, I was really looking forward to going on a walk outside, but it literally did not stop raining the entire day.
My son and I do an after-dinner walk. It's my daughter. My daughter's one, so my wife gets my daughter ready, and then I get my son ready, who's three. And to get the house a little settled down and all the chaos that my son likes to cause as a three-year-old, we go for a walk and hang out together, and it's like one of our favorite things to do. And because we were in San Diego, I wasn't able to do it with him for like 5 days or whatever. And so he was like pumped, ready for it. He's like, Dad, we're back for our after-dinner walk. And then it wouldn't stop raining yesterday, so I didn't get to go on a walk yesterday either. We were bummed.
I was thinking, how pumped were you? Were you pumped enough to wear your raincoats or not?
Yeah.
You know, we will go on some rain walks and stuff like that, but the after-dinner walk is more of like it's so crazy, but it's like bro time. Like, we literally walk and talk together and hang out, and he like chit-chats and tells me about life, and I feel like he downloads his day. It's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
That. I love it.
And so it was a little bit less like exploring, although now he's got like this like little bike that he likes to ride, and he rides ahead of me. Damn kids. They just grow up so fast. I know, fast. He like takes off now. How about you, Kev?
Well, speaking of kids, my son starts his eighth grade tomorrow. So today is his last day of summer. So, you know, we were trying to get him back on his regular sleep schedule, which was nice because usually when I leave, I see my son.
He's playing like video games and stuff, right?
And he uses his Fortnite with a bunch of friends. So they're all like, it's like his, you know, they're on the phone, they're on the headsets.
That's how he connects social.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes he's got some late nights. So I walked out today and he wasn't up. So I'm like, okay, maybe he's finally
making progress.
Because tomorrow, he's got to go.
What time do they have to get up and get ready for school?
So I think school starts officially like at 8:20.
Okay.
So he'll be hitting the bus at about 7:15 or so, yeah.
You know what's weird? Speaking of things you still remember from school, 7:44 was my start time.
So weird.
I still remember it. And it was a weird time, 7:44. Yeah. But I still remember it, and 2:44 is when we got out every day.
8:16 was my high school time.
See, like, you still remember it. Like, you know, like, I don't know why. And then, like, I used to remember, like trying to get to the bus stop. Like, you'd go out at, like, 7:11 or something like that.
Well, like, I remember our dismissal time in high school was 3:07. Like, what?
You remember? And
it was 2 minutes.
I'm assuming it's because, like, they make, like, classes, like, 50 minutes and then 3 minutes between classes, so then it just gets weird. But yeah, if you still remember those weird times that you got out of school, it's something that just never goes away.
2:22 was middle school. It's all coming back to me now.
2:22?
Yeah.
You know what the other thing is when you come back from a trip, like, because today's Tuesday, I feel like the Monday you get back, you're like kind of okay. I feel like today is the day where you're like, you're like all of a sudden like hits because you like had to do a whole work day and you're like, yep, like, when's weekend? Okay, not for a couple of days. Alright, cool. Well, let's get this show started regardless.
The all-new Brett Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
81-year-old Karen Spain describes herself as a football fanatic. So she's always loved football, always been a big fan girl, but her feelings just hit different when it comes to Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. She just loves him. She is obsessed. So she decided it was going to be her life mission to meet Patrick Mahomes before she, quote, croaks. She said that herself. She's 81. And so she started making her own Patrick Mahomes like themed clothing and stuff and started posting it on social media, hoping that it would grab his attention if it like gained enough traction on the algorithms and stuff. She didn't necessarily catch the like attention of Patrick Mahomes on social media, but she found someone even better. His mom. Randy Mahomes. Then Randy Mahomes commented on the post, and eventually they ended up meeting in person. They got a picture together, Randy Mahomes and Karen Spain did. And then a year later, so she kind of lost a little hope because she's like, okay, I met the mom. Yay.
Am I going to meet Patrick?
I still want to meet Patrick. Yeah. I'm 81. I don't have, you know, 1,000 years left, so I want to meet Patrick. So just recently, last week, the Kansas City Chiefs had their, like, practice meets over in St. Joseph's, Missouri.
practice meets.
Whatever. Training camp,
yeah,
practice
meets. There
meet.
You go, training camp.
You know, tomato, tomato, whatever. So then Karen traveled all the way to St. Joseph's to get there. And then people recognized Karen from social media. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's the girl who makes the Patrick Mahomes stuff. They shoved her to the front of the line. And sure enough, she got to meet Patrick. And Patrick recognized her and he said, my mom told me about you.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
that's
she cute. Felt like she so made cool. it. And now she's going to social media saying that she wants to inspire people that dreams really do come true.
And whatever your dreams are, even if it's just like meeting your favorite person and think like celebrity or creating something special, if you want it bad enough, it'll come. It'll
yeah.
come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Such a cool story. This good news was brought to you by Together Credit Union. Get paid to save with the Empower Checking, a new high yield checking account. Visit together.cu/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals game time. It's the Cardinals and the Reds. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 5:40 on our sister station, KMOX.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Tonight's the wingding. It's going to be at the Armory. This is something Alex and I have judged for the last 3 years, and it's because we eat a lot of freaking chicken wings. They've asked us to judge. We're clearly Top Chef kind of connoisseurs of chicken wings. It's actually a super cool event. And it benefits UCP Heartland, which helps kids living with disabilities an opportunity to get jobs, and jobs help empower them. So it's a really cool event. It's going to be at the Armory tonight. I think they still have tickets available. You can get them at the door. Hannah and AB came out last year. They're going to come out this year. You drink beer and you eat wings. So the poll of the day is, what's your favorite wing?
So I didn't really get into my wing era until this year, actually. Shout out Wingstop. And I realized that I'm a big Louisiana rub girl.
Oh, you're a rub girl.
Ooh. Yes. Love the meat rubs.
You love the little dry rub.
Yeah.
Love a little dry rub. All right.
I do.
You know, it's weird. My favorite wing, and I haven't been there in a long while, but it was like a stomping ground back in college, was Shomi's, and their
really?
Hiroshima. Their Hiroshima really? Flavored hot wing was like, that was my favorite.
Isn't that a whale?
Is it a whale? No, the Hiroshima? No, it's like yeah. You had their different sauce styles. It was like hot.
No, that is something else though.
Hiroshima. It is?
I don't think it's a whale.
I don't think it's a whale. But I believe that's a sauce.
Are you trying to think of like where like the bombs were in World
yeah.
War II?
Yes, right. Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking.
That's what they
of.
Call Hiroshima,
yes,
it's like,
because it's
like
an atomic bomb.
That was
it. That's what you're thinking right. of. Maybe that's what you're thinking of, but I don't know why you said whale.
No, like, AB I've said heard Hiroshima, else. And the only thing I thought it was a whale. Why the hell am I thinking of that? It kind of makes sense.
Sometimes we need to take a microphone away from you, too.
Just like, I gotta look that up. Anyway, anyway.
It's for, like, the atomic bomb, because it's so
right,
spicy.
It's so spicy. Yes.
Glad we cleared
okay.
that up.
So yeah.
The Hiroshima wing, which I'm assuming that it had a little like some Thai Japanese type of flavor and seasoning to it, which is interesting. I didn't take you as a guy who had those type of unique flavors. It's just or spicy.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. But that was back
interesting.
In the day. Yeah.
All right. AB.
Well, I really only ever get wings from Buffalo Wild Wings, and
really?
I'll normally get
most overrated place ever.
I love that
Not
place.
That
it
play
is
a sponsor. They're gonna kick me off.
I'll normally get half Buffalo and then the other half honey barbecue. You're a big Buffalo girl. I'm a big Buffalo
girl. I think honey barbecue is the best. Like I like their like if you like give me a unique flavor where they mix like a buffalo and barbecue and all that kind of good stuff together and it's like the specialty flavor at any place, I always go with the specialty flavor of a wing place. But if I'm gonna go like traditional wing flavors, honey barbecue is where I go every single time. You
I just wanted
there?
To say that I looked up Hiroshima whale. That is not even, it's not even showing me anything remotely close.
You act like that was new information to us.
I'm shocked.
Or anyone listening.
I've lived my whole life thinking that Hiroshima was a whale.
That comes up a lot in your life?
Yeah.
I feel like it does.
Like, oh man, those Hiroshima whales, living my whole life thinking about those Hiroshima whales. Do you know that scene in Billy Madison when he goes, we are now dumber after listening to that?
Yes.
Just play that scene in your head for a second.
The polls are open.
So guys, knowing that Hannah is like this, you get to compete against her in a game where she answers questions and so do you. advantage you. And we'll give you tickets. Dierks Bentley tickets are yours right now. 314-531-9898. We'll give you some Dierks Bentley tickets for playing Hannah's Homeschool on Y98 St. Louis.
Thank you for listening. Until
Hannah's Homeschool.
Lauren, how are you?
I'm fabulous.
Just fabulous. And I like the word fabulous. Uh-huh. So, yes, how are you doing? Fabulous.
Fabulous.
All right. I think you're going to do fabulous at Hannah's Homeschool. It's a pop culture pop quiz game. You versus Hannah. You know pop culture?
Honestly, not really, but I'm going to do my best.
You know what I have to say about that? Fabulous. All right, we'll ask Hannah to leave the room. Get out of here, Hannah.
Bye.
She leaves the room.
Hannah.
She cannot hear you answer these questions, and it sounds like you won't probably help her either. All right, so Hannah's officially out. This was one of the biggest movies at the box office this past weekend. Blake Lively stars in a Colleen Hoover book about a woman in an abusive relationship. Do you know what the title is?
It ends with us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice job.
For someone who didn't know a lot about pop culture.
Well, I like movies. I'm cool with movies, and I love Blake Lively.
Okay. Well, I don't have any other movie questions, but right. That's okay. Which artist had to cancel two shows because of terrorist attacks?
I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
Yes. Fabulous. Nice there job. We go.
Yep.
All right. Which Olympic gymnast will have to give up her bronze medal because her previous score is being reinstated?
Oh, now this, I'm not too sure. The only Olympic medalist that I know, but she got gold. It's Simone Biles. That's the only Olympic medalist I know.
Okay. It wasn't Simone.
No.
She is, like, just gold only. That's all she
was. It's one of her team members.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who won the most medals at the 2024 Olympics?
I'm going to say Simone Biles because, again, that's all I know.
We're looking for country here. What country won the most medals?
Oh, what country?
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say USA because USA is fabulous.
And then where is the next Summer Olympics?
See, I'm not too sure. France. We're in Paris right now. Let's say Italy, then.
Okay. You got 3 out of 5. Not bad.
Not bad.
Let's bring in Hannah and see how you do against Hannah, okay?
Okay, let's see.
Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room to play Hannah's Homeschool. She had left the room, so she can hear the questions as we had fun with our listener friend, Lauren. Here, she answered 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions. Tie goes towards Hannah for the win, okay?
Woo, woo.
Lauren, how'd you feel about your questions? How'd you feel?
To be honest, I felt really good because I at least got 2 or 3 out of it.
She got 3 out of 5. She doesn't even remember how many she got right. She got
don't
3 out of 5.
Don't count yourself short, or maybe you should.
I mean, I thought I got 2, but I guess I got 3. I didn't know what I got right. I was too nervous.
All right. Blake Lively stars in a Colleen Hoover book about a woman in an abusive relationship. It's titled what?
Anyone But You?
No.
Ooh.
No. What? Blake Lively.
It ends with us.
It ends with us.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I knew that.
Yeah. 0 for 1. See, we're still in the game, Lauren.
Why did I say that?
I see that.
Anyone But You is Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney. Which artist had to cancel 2 shows because of terrorist attacks?
Taylor Swift.
And that is correct. That's so sad.
Terrible.
Which Olympic gymnast will have to give up her bronze medal because her previous score is being reinstated?
Gymnast?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Gymnast.
Gymnast. I watched this event. This was a hot second ago. You're really testing the brains here.
I mean, it just happened 2 days ago when she had to give up her medal.
Her first name's Jordan, but I can't remember her last name. So I'm going to say Simone Biles.
Jordan Childs.
Yeah. I knew her first name was Jordan.
Yep. All right. You need to get these last 2 correct. Or Lauren's going to sneak away with a victory here. You're 1 out of 3
man.
So far to start off. Who won? Which country won the most medals at the 2024 Olympics?
United States.
That is correct. Last question. Where is the next Summer Olympics?
California. Los Angeles.
Yes, that's correct.
Nice.
Pulls out a tie. 3 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh, guys. That was, like, giving me major anxiety.
All right.
I knew the Jordan one. I should have got that
Good
half
job.
Point.
All right, Lauren, you do have to say this is Lauren and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Lauren and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool.
The only...
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock, and then we just read headlines, and then from there, Kenny either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. I got the clock rolling right now. If you ever wanted to smell like a mall pretzel, you're in luck.
Oh my gosh. Annie Ann's vibes, yes.
It's the best smell. They literally smell like the mall. Annie Ann's is bottling up their aroma for a signature mall pretzel fragrance. And it's going to be the first of its kind. It'll be available starting on their website Wednesday.
Okay, I actually don't hate this idea at all. One of my favorite perfume brands, Sol de Janeiro, they have a perfume that smells like popcorn, like buttered popcorn, and it actually isn't bad. So I think the hot pretzel might be the next move.
Nothing sexier than smelling like a movie theater in the mall.
Yeah.
Something's bugging you. Try this.
What is a way to calm down? Yes.
Write a note about it and then rip it to pieces. I guess they say you instantly, according to Japanese scientists, will feel happier. It takes taking those negative emotions, putting them down on paper, and then ripping them to pieces is literally physically getting rid of the negativity.
I think I'd prefer to light it on fire.
All right.
No.
That seems a little bit more psychotic.
Just saying.
Okay.
Try this. It'll stop your divorce.
Not married. Keep it moving.
Okay. Scientists have developed bandages that heal wounds 30% faster.
Don't. What? Is there like medicine in them?
Yeah.
I need this for my ulcer. Yeah. Miss Ulcer with, I forgot. I'm sorry. Yes, take it for AB.
AB got like an ulcer in her finger, had to go to the emergency room, was wrapped up. We went to a work convention, embarrassed all of us. There's this new bandage that heals wounds 30% faster. It's called the water-powered electric field. They say that it's going to be really inexpensive, and when you wrap it, it's going to shoot like electrical healing things, but it's not electric. They said it's just a different way of wrapping sores, and it's going to heal your wounds a lot faster.
Electric field band-aid, if you're listening to this right now, maybe take out the electric thing, because if I have a wound, electricity like pulsing scares me, so I don't know. Maybe they need to change the name.
Good marketing technique.
Just saying.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you your Mega Mind question of the day as you get ready to kick off an hour of commercial-free music. By the way, we got tickets or your chance of tickets to Hamilton, and we give you dinner. Dinner's going to be on us. That's at 7:35. Here's the Mega Mind question of the day. This is the number one food dogs are named after.
Easy. Biscuit.
Biscuit, boom. Mm.
Read 1,000 books as a child about Biscuit.
Love Biscuit, yeah.
Shoot. I was like, that was mine.
You liked Biscuit?
I like Biscuit. If it's not, I don't know why bacon was my next choice.
Bacon.
Come on,
Biscuit's
bacon.
Cousin.
Bacon!
All right.
I'm going to say cookie.
Cookie. Nobody got it correct.
What?
Everyone fighting for Biscuit and no one got it correct. It's not Biscuit. It's not bacon, although bacon should be. That is a legit name.
Yeah.
I like
cookie.
That name.
Cookie? I don't know.
Okay, you're gonna laugh at her. She's the closest, guys. 314-531-9898. We kick off an hour of commercial-free music at 7:18 with the answer coming your way.
Mega Minds.
Spotty showers, high of 82. This weather sponsored by Ashley. This is home.
Mega Minds.
Commercial-free for the next hour. Dinner on us coming your way at 7:35. Then you qualify for tickets to Hamilton. Let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. This is the number one food dogs are named after, and it's not even close.
All right. Well, AB said what? Ice cream?
Cookies.
I said cookie.
Oh, cookie. Well, that wasn't right. We have many other guesses, though. Cheryl, Mallory, 1,000 other people have said Oreo. Teacher Suzanne said cupcake. Heather says pepper. We have a chip.
Oreo.
Oreo?
Oreo is the number one dog.
That is pretty basic.
Number one food a dog is named after, and it's not even close. And you guys all thought we wanted Biscuit.
Mega Minds.
All right, complete transparency. Everyone sends like a journal, and they individually send it to me. And they're like, oh, this is what's happening in my life. We all went to San Diego together. There was only one thing that every single person in their journal had the exact same thing and the exact same incident. Something happened inside of an elevator that every single person on the show wrote about and talked about. And we're going to share with you what happened on that elevator in 3 minutes. Houdini is what we did those commercials. We made them disappear. We are commercial free on the Brad Maga Show. Hey, if you are in an elevator, what's like, like hospitality thing? What are you supposed to do when someone's like, hey, can you press the button for me? Or like, especially if you're in a hotel and you have to like use your key card, would you hit the number for someone for like safety reasons? 314-531-9898. We were telling you that we went on this work trip. The entire Brett Maga Show went to San Diego for like this radio conference convention thing. And every single person on the Brett Maga Show talked about and wrote about an incident that we had in the elevator. As soon as we got to San Diego, like we had just gotten there, and we get in the elevator, and there's another woman in the elevator. And if you missed it yesterday on the show, AB, like literally hours before we had to go to San Diego and catch our flight, was in the emergency room because for whatever reason, you can get an ulcer on your finger. Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
Crazy.
She got an ulcer on her finger, so she had to be like wrapped up. So she looked like a mummy hand.
Yeah.
I mean, she looked ridiculous. But she had the mummy hand, and she was the closest to the numbers. And she goes to this lady and is like, hey, can you press the button? And what did she say to her? What did she say back to you?
I go, hey, can you press level 8? And she goes, no, but you can.
Yeah, she said it like that.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah, no one knew what to do.
Right, yeah.
Hannah hated it.
So
I did. My perspective on it was I was so floored. I didn't know what to do in that instance. And now all I feel is regret because I thought that was completely wrong for that woman to just be straight up rude to you and disrespect you. And I feel like as your good friend, I should have stood up and been like, hey, like for one, she's injured. For two, like be nice, be like respectful. That was so unnecessary.
What did she say when we got off the elevator?
She was like, thanks for getting in my elevator.
Yeah. Like, thanks for riding with me.
I was just floored. Like, I didn't even know what to say.
I've never had anyone be like that blatantly rude to me, just to my face.
I had to ride a little bit higher. I had to go to
Kevin stayed in there as we got off. Yeah.
So, you know, and I remember it like, okay, when she didn't push the buttons, I jumped in and pushed all the buttons because I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. So, Kevin was the one who started pressing then. Yeah, that's right.
Like, okay, well, you know, and I was like, so how's everything going?
Did she say terrible?
She said terrible. And then she
did say terrible.
And then she mentioned kind of why she was there. And her husband apparently also did radio because I got his name and we were talking about it later on.
She was married to someone in radio, so that's why her life was going terrible.
Pretty much.
Yes.
I kind of understood it and all that stuff. And I was like, okay, well, maybe we were the rude ones, you know, trying to ask her, since even though she was closest to the buttons, to push the buttons. Like, you know,
how in the hell were we the rude
guys,
ones?
Because, you know, I thought about this later. I think we might have been.
You know, yeah.
No.
Yeah, like, no. That's not
no.
a job.
No.
No, I honestly, because it happened kind of later, there was a couple in the elevator and I was like, oh, I'm on 7. And they were like, do you got your key? Like, they were nervous because of security reasons that I could just go up to random floors. And so they didn't want to press it for me again.
Okay, regardless of if you were worried about safety, you could have handled it way better than that woman handled it with all of us saying, no, you can. And like, having a snarky tone, you can ask, hey, do you have your key card? Like, I just want to make sure, you know, everything's okay.
The other thing I was wondering,
she was so rude.
We kind of got on as it was closing. If the elevator door is closing, is it rude to let it close? Or is it rude to like stick your hand in, you know, like one of those guys, like, throw my bag at the last second, like just catch the next one, bro. I'm like, the elevator's closing. I was curious who was in the right or wrong. Like, there was a part of me later on when I was like overthinking the situation going, well, if the door is closing, we did kind of get on her elevator. Like, everyone wants a peaceful, the most awkward minute of your life is being in the elevator with strangers.
Right.
You don't know what to talk about. You know, you only got to, like, you're always like, hi, hi. And it's so awkward. You just sit in silence and you hope not to fart.
Excuse me? Her elevator? Is she Miss Hard Rock?
Yeah.
She might have been.
You can't claim an entire elevator just because you get on it first.
But if you get an elevator solo, you want to keep it solo.
Right, yeah.
And somebody comes last second, you're kind of like, these
sucks.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it does suck, see?
No, like that just...
Sucks for her?
Sucks for her.
Yeah, it does suck for her.
No,
I'm
like,
upset
no,
about it.
No, it's not your elevator. Everybody can get on it.
But we made an impression because...
She came back up, see?
Yes, she noticed, and I guess she noticed the mummy hand of AB.
Yeah, I think that she said... No, but you can, and then realized she was rude because my hand was wrapped.
Right.
And the next day, I actually got to take the wrap off and just have a Band-Aid, and she found me later in the day and was like, I've been looking for the girl with the hand wrap all day. I know, I see you don't have it on anymore, but I just wanted to apologize. I had a migraine, and I was just, like, not in the mood.
I'm on her side. I've switched sides, guys.
I'm not. I'm still having a hard time accepting it. I love that she did apologize.
You can reach over and press your own buttons.
But there
or have Kevin do it.
Regardless of whether or not she noticed AB was injured, I still don't believe you have to be that rude to people. Spread kindness, not hate. Not here for it.
What's elevator etiquette? Do you press the buttons for someone? If you press a button on the elevator, are you supposed to ask someone, like, hey, what other buttons do I hit?
Yeah, that's usually the way it is, too.
You ask people?
We kind of demanded you press those buttons.
See?
We did not!
I think times have changed. I think you got to press your own buttons now. I think times have changed.
Usually, if you're by the buttons, they'll ask, what floor are you on, and they'll press.
It's not that hard.
If they're not by the buttons, you got to press your own buttons.
I don't know. I think elevator etiquette has changed. 314.
Whatever.
531-9890. What's elevator etiquette? Do you press all the buttons for somebody else? Is it your job? Especially when it's one of those key ones where you have to have, it tells you what, like, you can key into the floor. You know, that's what happened to me later on, and I was like, oh, that's the new etiquette. I just didn't know. Now I've learned.
Forget you anymore, and it's looking lost.
F you is kind of what the lady in the elevator said to us. She was like, hey, I'm not pressing the buttons for you when we got in the elevator. And AB had her hand wrapped because apparently
I was injured.
I was injured with a finger ulcer. Apparently that's a thing. And then I started thinking to myself, you know, like, it was one of those places where you had to use your key fob thing, and then you press the buttons. Like, maybe she was worried about, like, safety and stuff like that. And then everyone's like, oh, well, she was rude. When we got on the elevator, she's like, thanks for riding with me, guys. Like, everybody would rather ride solo than with a bunch of strangers.
Right.
Maybe she was right. Maybe that's just elevator etiquette. I don't know. 314-531-9898. Paul? What's elevator etiquette? When someone asks you when you're in an elevator, do you press the buttons for them?
Well, yeah, I'll press the buttons for them if I'm the first one on. There's, like, some people there. But, AB, you have two hands. You could have pressed the button.
Yeah, I got a second hand.
Right. I had luggage in the other hand. Also, just be nice.
But I'm an elevator denier, too. If I see someone running toward the elevator, I will press the close button.
Why, though?
If I'm on the elevator and too many people are on it, I will get off the elevator, not at my floor, because... I'm not really a people person. I like persons. I don't like people. So, yeah, I'll get off an elevator. I'll deny elevator. But I'll press the button, too.
It is literally the most awkward 30 seconds in your life. If you can just avoid that and ride it by yourself, you are just way more peaceful. I do think that most people are kind of like that. Mallory, what's elevator etiquette when you're in there? You're supposed to press it. Do you not press it? Doors closing. Who's being the rude one here?
I think... Mallory, with Hannah and AB.
You're with Hannah and AB?
Yes. If you're by the buttons, you push it for people. That's just how it is.
Rule. Cardinal rule.
Cardinal rule.
Yeah. And just be kind.
Yeah. Thank you, Mallory.
All right. Thank you so much for the call.
Jenny texted in, and I think she has the ultimate solution. I've been beating myself up over, like, oh, my gosh, I wish I would have, like, stuck up for AB, stuck up for us. But Jenny says... I would have Buddy the Elfed it and pressed every single button if she was that rude to me or my friends. That's what we should have done.
Gosh.
And had it stop on every single floor on the way up to 8 and beyond.
Guys, that is hilarious. And I do like the move, but remember, Kevin was going to be the last one off the elevator.
Yeah.
So little love Kevin just standing there.
Hey.
Super awkward.
Sometimes you got to take a bullet for the team.
Would have sent a message to the elevator lady, though.
If you thought that was where AB's awkwardness ended, you would be wrong. You haven't met AB because it got even more awkward with her. Find out what happened in 3 minutes.
I only talk to God when I am in.
Still coming. commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. We got Hamilton, your chance at Hamilton tickets plus dinner coming your way here in like 3 minutes. We went on a family trip to San Diego for work, and traveling together, you learn a lot about your crew. And one thing I already knew about AB is that she could be awkward at times.
Mm-hmm.
And traveling with her got even more awkward. But this is actually a story that is super awkward and super funny, but it actually was the trip after the trip. So after we went to San Diego for work, AB was like, nah, I'm not flying back with Hannah and Kevin. They got to figure out their own way home, which, by the way, is hilarious. If you haven't seen the video of those two trying to get back together to St. Louis from San Diego, there's a video posted on Instagram, the Brett Mega Show on IG. It is absolutely hilarious.
We could have used you, AB, so thank you.
But AB, you flew to Nashville to go see some artist, Joshua Bassett.
Mm-hmm. The love of my life. So I flew directly from San Diego to Nashville, and my sisters drove there to meet me. And I took an Uber from the airport, and they dropped me off in this like sketchy alley.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, this doesn't seem like my hotel. So I go on Find My Friends, and I just have my phone take me to where my sisters are. So I'm like, oh, here's the hotel. I walk in. It's beautiful. There's like a chandelier. I'm like, wow, I don't remember booking a place this fancy, but
you
okay.
You walk in, they hand you champagne.
Yes, yes. It was great.
It is top notch.
So I walk in. I say hi to my sisters. They're like, we already valeted the car. You just have to check in. So I'm like, okay, cool. I go to check in. They're like, what's your name? Like, we don't see a reservation. I'm like, oh, great. And then I pulled up the email and I was like, this is my confirmation code, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, you're actually at the wrong hotel.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay.
Maybe you were more Hannah and Kevin than you thought.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They're like, it's actually around the corner. So we grab all our bags, left the car at this hotel, valeted. Grab our bags, go around the corner to these, literally where the Uber had dropped me off in this alley is where I booked our hotel.
What?
From this super fancy place too, it was even worse.
Oh.
So they have my reservation. We go upstairs to our room. The beds are rock hard and there's a literal poop stain on one of the beds.
Oh.
Like it was so bad.
Most ratchet hotel ever.
Most ratchet hotel ever. And then to make it worse, the next day we had to go back to the other hotel to get our car.
Because people are like, hey, I don't want
to. People are like, we're not valeting again. And so we go in and we're like, hey, this is our car, blah, blah. They're like, oh, what room did you stay in? And I like walked a little bit closer so no one around me could hear. And I'm like, so we actually didn't stay here. That was my bad. I thought we were.
You admitted
blah, blah,
it?
Blah. Yeah, I just fully admitted it. And then I had to go to the front desk and I had to pay there. And it was just like a whole awkward situation. I forgot that I had booked the cheapest hotel in Nashville.
Well, now you
do you recommend? I do not recommend.
Half a star?
Yeah.
So funny. Oh, wow. At least you lived.
Yeah, we survived the night.
And maybe it was a poop scene. It could have been blood.
True.
Could have been somebody died in that room, maybe.
Yeah.
Or pooped.
Regardless.
Let's get you in to see Hamilton. We'll give you dinner on us, and then one person is going to be able to go to one of the most exclusive musicals, awesome experiences at the Fabulous Fox. Hamilton coming to town August 28th, and we got your tickets right now. 314-531-9898. We'll get you some Hamilton tickets. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Jelly Roll has his hands in everything, and now he's going to be involved with the upcoming college football season. I'll tell you how in just 3 minutes.
Commercial free, and we have this really cool experience for you. Dinner is going to be on us. It's going to be on the Brett Maga Show. We're going to get you hooked up with dinner no matter what. And then by the end of the week, somebody's going to win a pair of tickets to Hamilton, which is like impossible to score. One of the coolest Broadway shows. AB goes to New York all the time to see Broadway shows. Never even gotten a chance to see
it. Yeah. She's like foaming at the mouth thinking about this experience.
Coming to the Fabulous Fox at the end of August, and this is going to be your opportunity to see it. But tickets are hard to come by. But Aaron, we're going to get you a chance to win these Hamilton tickets, okay?
All right.
Aaron, can you take it off Bluetooth or speakerphone to keep that radio turned down? What actor won a Tony Award for their portrayal of Aaron Burr in Hamilton?
Leslie Odom Jr.
Didn't even hesitate.
Yes!
There you go.
Wow!
We want the true Hamilton fans to be in there. So now you've got dinner on us, and then we're going to make sure you are one of those people that gets a chance to win Hamilton tickets when we choose a winner on Friday, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Damn, she didn't even stutter. No, she knew. Out,
she didn't even mess around. That's how it is. Same time tomorrow, same kind of game. We're going to ask you a quick question so we make sure you're a Hamilton fan. We want the biggest fans to be at this awesome, awesome show, and dinner will be on us. Let's jump into all the entertainment news.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
As much as I'm dreading it and not looking forward to it, the rest of America is going to be happy in a couple weeks because the college football season is about to kick off on August 24th, so it's coming right up. And none other than Jelly Roll is going to be a part of it this year. He literally has his hands involved in everything, but he's going to be involved in college football this year because he's going to be doing ESPN's lead-in anthem this year. He has a new song, and it's going to be called Get By.
I light every bridge I see here just to watch it burn. If you've seen all the hell I've seen, it make your stomach turn. I think you know.
So that is Jelly Roll's new hype song for the football season. ESPN posted that little like teaser on Twitter and said that Jelly will have you hyped this season. And if you want a longer version of that song, Jelly Roll did post it on his page too. So yeah, he's Mr. Football now. He's Mr. Capitol Hill. He's doing it all.
I love it. I think he's like the perfect guy to kick off college football. Kind of has that cool like rock and roll meets country vibe, and that's a perfect for I feel like the football vibe.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
So I witnessed something this weekend that I feel like I've never really truly witnessed the same way I witnessed this weekend, and I feel like, kind of feel like I regret not doing more in that situation. I'll tell you what happened, and you tell me if I should have stepped up and done more in terms of action in 3 minutes. It's gonna get serious for a second here. I want to talk about racism or bullying or sexism. Has anyone ever like witnessed this? Either me, and if you want to tell your story, like, hey, I've experienced racism, sexism, bullying, this happened to me, but I'm more curious, is this ever, you witnessed it, you saw someone doing it to someone else, and then what did you do in that situation as you witnessed this happening in the workplace or out and about? How did you handle the situation? 314-531-9898. When we were in San Diego for that work trip, we were like, you know, we're going out and hanging out and being social with people. And we were at a bar after the convention, and I was with some friends of mine, and I went to go leave the bar. And as I go to leave the bar, it's like a beach bar, so they don't let you take your drink with you at all. And most bars don't let you take your drink anyway, but it's especially important at a beach bar because I want to keep your beaches clean, right? Mm-hmm. And I go to leave, and the bouncer guy, security guy's like, hey, man, you can't take your drink with you. And I'm like, oh, dang, I just like kind of like have a half a drink. He's like, it's all good, man. Just hang here and drink and finish it. Super nice to me. A friend of mine right behind me, the security guy's like, are you trying to tuck your beer? And he's like, no, man, I'm just standing here with my beer in my hand, literally standing in the exact same way. And he was like, the guy gets in his face. He's like, I know your type. This is a black man. Completely different tone, completely different conversation. It got in his face, and then things got confrontational. And I just sat there and watched. And I didn't know if I should speak up like, hey, man, like, he's my friend. He's good. Or if I should let like them sort it out man to man. I didn't know what to do in this situation. And I just kind of laid back because I didn't want to look like there were two things I didn't want to look like. I didn't want to look like I was his white friend savior. Mm-hmm. And the second thing I didn't want to do is I didn't want to escalate the situation because I feel like when multiple people come up to the situation, and things get escalated. But I feel like if you don't stand up for your friends and you don't say anything, then you just leave them on an island their own.
You're part of the problem.
And he was, and the other thing I want to make very clear, he was like the only black guy in this bar. It was just white people and this dude who is a friend of mine that I didn't know like well, like an acquaintance or whatever. So like maybe I should, I don't know what you're supposed to do when you see somebody having these type of conversations out in public.
Ooh, that is an incredibly hard situation, but I feel like if I was in your shoes, I would have said something and stood up. I mean, it's hard because you don't want to escalate the situation, but you have to put someone in their place when they're putting others down so incredibly much. And that behavior is not okay. And regardless of how close you were with your friend who got shamed and put down for no good reason, I think that you should have said something.
I would say this. I've only experienced stuff like this a few times in my life. I had a co-host when I used to do a radio show in Dallas. She was black, and we had a direct supervisor, a boss, and he would make passive-aggressive racist comments all the time. Like he would tell her, like, you sound like a black person on the air, and we're not targeting black people. Like, who says that? That's so racist, so disrespectful. So I asked her, like, do you want me to say something? And she said, I can handle myself. And so it made me think of it. In the other incident, I saw somebody on the side of the road getting very aggressive with their girlfriend or wife or whatever. It was a male in a female relationship, and they were and the guy was yelling and was really aggressive. And I had just gotten in my car, and I went up to them and I said something. I was like, hey, are you okay, to the woman? And I said, dude, chill out. And I got involved in the situation, and I came back, and I don't know if it was my wife or whoever I was with said, you should be careful with doing that because you don't know the situation. One, they're talking. There was nothing physical. And number two, what if he has a gun? What if he has something? And I know, like, I'm bringing up this in the security thing, but, like, we've seen incidents escalate dramatically.
Rapidly.
And so I don't want to escalate anything, but also, like, you have to figure out what your role is. I just don't know what your role is when you see something bad happening. Does that mean you speak up, or do you just mindfully be aware?
Is it a thing, though, too, that you can speak up after? Like, is it a thing that, you know, after this event, I'm just asking, you were seen to him? Yeah, not necessarily doing it at the moment because of the fear of that escalation, but it's something you can go back to and say, hey, you know, talk to a manager, talk to somebody else, say, hey, look, I was at the bar yesterday, this type of behavior happened, it's not the right behavior, please do something about it.
I don't know, I think you might need to, like, nick it in the butt right when it happens. I mean, I know everybody's fearful to escalate the situation, but that type of stuff has to be stopped. And
because then people think it's okay.
I feel like you really should have stuck up for your friend, or no matter who it is. If you see the type of behavior like that, that is not okay. It needs to be addressed.
I feel like it's better for you to stick up for them in the moment, and then maybe later on your friend is like, hey, I can deal with it myself, and you're like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, rather than maybe them coming up to you later and being like, hey, I would have appreciated like you coming up and trying to help me as my friend.
It's a tricky conversation. Let's have it. If you see something that you feel like is wrong, bullying, sexism, racism, should you immediately stand up? What if it puts you at risk, or does it not put you at risk? Does it help the situation? 314-531-9898.
He's on the Odyssey app.
I'm just full of regret now. I just feel like I'm overthinking this situation, or maybe I'm not overthinking it. Maybe I'm doing the right amount of thinking and self-reflection. It's the Brett Maga Show. When we were in San Diego for like a work convention, there's like some happy hours, go out some drinks with friends and mingle, networking, stuff like that. And I was at a bar with some colleagues, friends. You know, I wouldn't consider them like more of acquaintances. So I wouldn't like consider them like the tightest person in the world. And I felt like that maybe played a role in my head too, as I didn't know this guy very well, but we were familiar with each other. We were aware of each other. And he's the only black guy in the bar, to be honest. And I'm leaving the bar, and the security guy's like, hey, man, you can't leave with your drink. Super nice to me. He's like, just polish it off. Hang on. No rush. And then another security guy gets in my friend's face. You're trying to tuck your beer. You're trying to hide it, making all these like accusations to him, getting in his face. And the thing's like intense. Like, they were not like this to me. And I didn't say anything at the time because I just let them handle their situation with the security guy. And one of the things that made me think of it, and this, if I'm going to be completely honest, completely transparent, this is going to show you my level of ignorance and maybe my white guilt. I don't think I associated with racism at the time. I didn't think, I don't even know if I realized I was witnessing maybe racism at the time until afterwards. He was like, yeah, man, that's what racism looks like. They were nice to the white guy. They assume the black guy is up to something. I was like, bro, I didn't even think of it that way. I'm like, should I have like spoken up? Do I just like escalate the situation? Do I look like I'm some white hero? Like, let me take care of my black friend here. The white guy's here. I didn't want to look like that. Like, I just felt like you're an adult. You can handle themselves. I don't know if I mishandled the situation or not. 314-531-9898. Jenny, what's your opinion? Should I have said something?
I mean, if I were you, I probably wouldn't have dealt with the security guards. I would have just turned to my friend and been like, bro, let's just step back into the bar and finish up our drinks. We don't need this, you know, toxicity. We don't want the night to turn out like this, you know. They're treating you wrong, and let's just go inside.
Maybe it should have been more vocal to him. So not, hey, stepped in with the security guard, but tried to. The other thing that I think maybe across my mind is, like, if I, like, tell him to calm down, I've been married long enough to say, like, you never tell someone to calm down. No. So I don't want to be like, you need to calm down. And I said that to him too, Jenny, afterwards. I was like, if I say something to you or you say something, you look like the angry black guy. And he's like, yep, that's what they would label me as. They label me as the angry black guy. I was like, that is crazy to me. Thank you so much for the call, Jenny. Kelly, do you feel like I should have said something when I saw the security guy? Well, I feel like being super intense with my friend after he was just super chill with me.
Yeah, I do believe that when you see something wrong happening that you should say something. It's just all in the approach. I understand had that fear of escalation.
Yeah.
But as far as them approaching your black friend like that, that can happen a lot. And it could be unconscious racism or it could be conscious. And it's just about having a conversation.
Yeah, I think
even with your friend and the security guard, like, hey, we're good, you know, we'll stop with the drink, you know, we're not trying to leave with it.
You know, the thing I'm hoping is happening is while people are listening to the car right now, they think of that to themselves, like, wow, you know, unconscious or conscious, like you said, you know, Brett was treated as a white person leaving, and the black guy, the only black guy in the bar, was accused of trying to smuggle out his beer. Like, you guys think about that, you know, think about that for a second and think about what must go through their minds. And hopefully, although I didn't say something in the moment, I'm saying something to a wide range of audience right now.
Yeah. And then like even having a conversation with the guy afterwards, like, you know, how did this make you feel? Was there another way to approach this?
Checking in on
it. You know, in that situation. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's something that you can deal with daily.
That's what he mentioned,
yeah. If you don't experience that with it, that's a heavy weight to carry.
Yes, thank you.
I'm a black woman, so I get that.
He said the same thing. He's like, it happens on a daily basis, and then I have to carry that with me throughout the rest of my day, and then act like I'm supposed to just go to work like nothing happened tomorrow.
Yeah. You got to put that face on.
Wow, thank you so much for the call and such an amazing conversation. Yeah. Lyric, do you think, would have given that situation, if we play it again one more time, do you think I should have said something?
Yeah, I agree with Kelly. I think it's just, even if you would have just said something, you could have just said something like, oh, well, he just said that we're cool to finish the drink right here. Just to, like, be like, oh, well, this guy said it's cool for me to do it. And sometimes saying something like that kind of, like, makes them realize that, like, they're being unreasonable and unfair to the black person for no reason. I also do think the story you said about your colleague played probably a role mentally in, like, you're not saying anything. And I just think, like, it's important for people to know, like, it's different from, like, work stuff to, like, personal life stuff. Because, you know, like, work stuff with race stuff, you have to have, like, documents. Like, you have to do a lot of stuff.
Great point.
A lot of hoops.
Yeah, like, me stepping up with my colleague could have put myself in danger, and then there's no documentation, and it's a lot different than me seeing something in a bar or seeing something in public. Honestly, that's a great point and something I never thought of.
I can see that, but I do think that the issue is so big that it, like, it crosses both boundaries, and I think it needs to be spoken up no matter what you've seen.
Look, that's how change happens, is when people start.
Sometimes it's dangerous for the black person in the workplace, as someone who's went through it in the workplace before, it can be dangerous for them because then more retaliation can come back on them. So
you have
to be a little more tactful when you speak about it in the workplace.
Well said. Like, yeah, because you spoke up, you thought you were doing good, but now you've created more harm. Mm-hmm. Man, that is crazy to think about. And honestly, straight up lyric, as a white person, just being honest, not something I've ever had to experience or worry about. And so the fact that you have to worry about that, I apologize, because that sucks.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having this call and having these conversations. I think that's what makes doing what we do special, is we're actually able to have these conversations in the public eye, and hopefully it opens up an eye and just, you know, also do some self-reflection as well. We are still commercial free on the Brett Megah Show. It's Y98 St. Louis. Sabrina Carpenter, while we're commercial free, it's just crazy how she turned out to be like one of the biggest stars on the planet. You know who's also just one of the coolest performers on the planet? Imagine Dragons.
Oh yeah, they're great.
They are insane on stage. It's like they take it to extremes, man. I feel like they throw the ultimate party, and we want you to be part of this party Friday. We'll get you hooked up with tickets if you're caller 18. You get to go to the Imagine Dragons show and get ready to rock. 314-531-9898. Caller 18, we'll get you Imagine Dragon tickets. Coming up and keep it moving, I have the lies that men tell you women all the time. These are the top 10 lies that men tell women. Coming your way, and Imagine Dragon tickets in 3 minutes. I walk. We are commercial free on the Brett Megah Show. One of the coolest acts to see live, because they can just jam out, throw a party on stage. They're jumping around. It's the perfect Friday night is Imagine Dragons. Mm-hmm. Bella, you got any plans on a Friday night? Bella from the helicopter.
Yeah, I was going to say, flying a plane.
I guess I'm going to Imagine Dragons.
Congratulations. Friday night, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. We got your Imagine Dragon tickets. You're going to be rocking out, Bella. Get ready, okay?
Awesome. I'm excited. Thank you.
All right. Same time tomorrow. We get hooked up with those Imagine Dragon tickets. Let's find out what's the biggest and trending and the most viral stories.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
If it's trending, if it's going viral, we'll talk about it right now. We put 2 minutes on the clock. I read through headlines, and Hannah treats it like it's all of us doom scrolling. She says, keep it moving. Scroll on by. Or also say, tell me more. Like, these are the lies that men tell women.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
All right, when it comes to lying, men do it very, very often. First off, do you want to know how many often guys lie to you?
How much?
3 times a day, which amounts to 1,092 lies a year.
Do you guys do this?
Never.
Is this true?
Never.
Lie one.
Some of the most common ones that they like to tell, these are the top 10 lies. Let's bounce around here. Number 10. It's just what I've always wanted. I've always wanted that, honey. Whatever you want. Number 6. I'm stuck in traffic. Kind of goes hand in hand with number 5. I'm on my way. Neither of are true. We're just we're late. I had no signal. There was no...
That's a stupid one.
Kevin tells it loud. I don't get Zoom at my house. Can't get into the Zoom meeting. Yep, there it is.
How can you not only get one app? Kev, I'm disappointed in you.
Wi-Fi doesn't work in Grafton.
You can't get there from here.
He's on his way. 2, nothing's wrong. I'm fine. We're also
well,
nothing.
Well, that's considered a full-on lie, then.
That's also the number one woman lie women tell, man.
Yeah.
And then number 1, I didn't have that much to drink. And then play the video that Kevin was doing the whiskey shot.
Yeah, that's a really bad thing to lie about. Hey. For multiple reasons.
Stupid criminal. A man got sentenced to 558 days in jail for telling the judge to...
That he probably didn't have that many... things to drink.
No, he said, kiss my butt.
Oh.
Yeah, so he was in court for a minor trespassing charge. And he was hit with 558 days of contempt of court because he started cursing out the judge. He said, kiss my butt, and then followed a bunch of F-bombs. And the judge said, I'm going to add 93 days every single time you drop an F-bomb. And the guy just stopped going off, and the judge just kept adding them. And now he got 558 days in jail just because he was swearing. And that's a year and a half in jail for swearing.
Someone needs to calculate how many beeps were in his thing to have like 500 day sentence.
Man.
Yeah, like he was literally like worse than a swear jar.
Potty mouth Pete. Got you
Brett
in the
better
pin.
Keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Thanks for hanging with us, commercial free all hour on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Disney honored 14 new people into the D23, and the internet is freaking out about what Miley Cyrus had to say when she accepted her award. I'll share what she said at 8:35.
Thank you for listening.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Walt Disney Company honored 14 new Disney legends at their D23 event. So D23, the best way I could describe it is like the ultimate It Club Hall of Fame, highest reigning title you can get at Disney. And Disney CEO Bob Iger describes it as the Disney Legends Award and how it's the absolute highest honor that their company bestows. There's only 318 people who have ever gotten this title and inclusion. And that might kind of sound like a lot, but when you think about every single person that's involved in Disney, who's ever been involved in Disney, producer, actor, all those things, 318 people, that is a very, very, very select few. So they just had their 2024 like initiation thing, and some of the honorees this year include Angela Bassett, Jamie Lee Curtis, Harrison Ford, Miley Cyrus, and others. There was only 14 that were included this year. So my personal favorite moment was when Miley Cyrus accepted her award this year and thanked her past role, Hannah Montana.
I stand here still proud to have been Hannah Montana. This award is dedicated to Hannah and all of her amazing, loyal fans, and to everyone who has made my dream a reality. To quote the legend herself, this is the life.
I mean, that just gives me goosebumps. How amazing. And I think it really shows even more right now because Hannah Montana was like a phase in Miley's life. You know, she grew up with it. That was like one of her first big breaks. Her dad was really involved in all that. He was involved in the show, involved in her career at that time. And we obviously know they have a very like puzzled relationship right now. So the fact that she can still look back on that and be thankful for that time in her life, I feel like is really, really special. And obviously it is such an honor to be a D23. And also this year, it's the first time that the ceremony is available to now stream on Disney Plus as well, if you want to see other people accept their awards as well.
I think Miley's story is so cool.
It is so cool.
Because we've heard a lot of those Disney stars and the world they've lived in and those young stars in the world and the path they end up taking, and it really seemed like Miley was going to take one of those.
Yes.
And she was just, you know, big into partying. We had the Bangers tour. She was the tongue sticking out, twerking at the VMAs. And now it's like Miley is like, look, I went through my party stage and now I'm a mature adult and I went through a really bad divorce, but I'm a stronger woman. It's just like everything about Miley just seems screams empowerment. It screams like I went through some crap and I got out of it. Yeah. And that's what we all can relate to. Sometimes I think we look at these stars and it's like, the whole world's given to you. And I think that's one of the problems with Disney stars. The whole world's given to them.
Yeah.
And then they don't really know how to get out of some stuff. Miley's like, I'll show you how to get out of some stuff.
And
that's
she can look back and be completely thankful for her past, even though it did ultimately lead her into that darker time. She's like, you know what? I'm thankful that it happened. We're thankful it happened too. I'm really happy for her being included in the D23. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Something's got me.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Let's have a little fun and do a little good news, bad news. I'll tell you the good part of the story. But nowadays, It never just stays good. It always takes a twist and ends badly. A couple is moving in together right before their wedding. What could go wrong when you move in together? Hang on, nothing. Life is on easy street when you move in together.
I think that the problem, the bad news, is that she found out that the person she was marrying had like an extreme fetish for something like cheese or feet or something.
Right.
Something just like sick and twisted that's like very uncomfortable.
Hey, can I put my stuff in this closet and it's just full of cheese? Yeah. Oh, never mind, because it's filled.
I think somebody found somebody else in the house. I think that it's not a fetish. It's another person. Like it's going to be a threesome. You're joining a group.
Oh,
didn't realize there was that other person
in
the house.
Fred was living in the attic?
Yes.
Welcome to it.
I'm going to say I think they found out they were somehow related.
Ooh, like as they're moving in together.
Yeah,
right
you're
before
like,
the
oh,
wedding.
You're my brother.
Oh, okay. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
The story is crazy. Somebody opens dies.
Oh, cool.
And you know Friends, the TV show Friends, Pivot?
Yeah.
It makes Pivot look small. I'll explain what that means.
What?
8:49 when we reveal what the bad part of the story is.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Now, on the Odyssey app.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, I told you the good part of the story. We love when the story starts off good on the Brett Megan Show. But nothing can stay good. Everything always turns badly. So let's figure out how this story ends badly. A couple is moving in together right before their wedding. What could go wrong? Hannah, I told you that, you know the scene from Friends where they, you know, pivot?
Mm-hmm.
And it was iconic. Well, this guy tried to take moving in. And he would make passive-aggressive racist comments all the time. Like he would tell her, like, you sound like a black person on the air, and we're not targeting black people. Like, who says that? That's so racist, so disrespectful. So I asked her, I'm like, do you want me to say something? And she said, I can handle myself. And so it made me think of it. In the other incident, I saw somebody on the side of the road getting very aggressive with their girlfriend or wife or whatever. It was a male in a female relationship, and the guy was yelling. It was really aggressive. And I had just gotten in my car, and I went up to them and I said something. I was like, hey, are you okay, to the woman? And I said, dude, chill out. And I got involved in the situation. And I came back and I don't know if it was my wife or whoever I was with said, you should be careful with doing that because you don't know the situation. One, they're talking. There was nothing physical. And number two, what if he has a gun? What if he has something? And I know, like, I'm bringing up this in the security thing, but, like, we've seen incidents escalate dramatically.
Rapidly.
And so I don't want to escalate anything, but also, like, you have to figure out what your role is. I just don't know what your role is when you see something bad happening. Does that mean you speak up, or do you just mindfully be aware?
Is it a thing, though, too, that you can speak up after? Like, is it a thing that, you know, after this event,
you were seen to him?
Yeah, not necessarily doing it at the moment because of the fear of that escalation, but it's something you can go back to and say, hey, you know, talk to a manager, talk to somebody else, say, hey, look, I was at the bar yesterday, this type of behavior happened, it's not the right behavior. Please do something about it.
I don't know. I think you might need to like nick it in the butt right when it happens. I mean, I know everybody's fearful to escalate the situation, but that type of stuff has to be stopped. And
because then people think it's okay.
I feel like you really should have stuck up for your friend, or no matter who it is. If you see the type of behavior like that, that is not okay. It needs to be addressed.
I feel like it's better for you to stick up for them in the moment. And then maybe later on your friend is like, hey, I can deal with it myself. And you're like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Rather than maybe them coming up to you later and being like, hey, I would have appreciated like you coming up and trying to help me as my friend.
It's a tricky conversation. Let's have it. If you see something that you feel like is wrong, bullying, sexism, racism, should you immediately stand up? What if it puts you at risk, or does it not put you at risk? Does it help the situation? 314-531-9898.
He's on the Odyssey app.
I'm just full of regret now. I just feel like I'm overthinking this situation, or maybe I'm not overthinking it. Maybe I'm doing the right amount of thinking and self-reflection. It's the Brett Megas Show. When we were in San Diego for like a work convention, there's like some happy hours, go out some drinks with friends and mingle, networking, stuff like that. And I was at a bar with some colleagues, friends, you know, I wouldn't consider them like the, like more of acquaintances. So I wouldn't like consider them like the tightest person in the world. And I felt like that maybe played a role in my head too, as I didn't know this guy very well, but we were familiar with each other. We were aware of each other. And he's the only black guy in the bar, to be honest. And I'm leaving the bar and the security guy's like, hey man, you can't leave with your drink. Super nice to me. He's like, just polish it off. Hang on. No rush. And then another security guy gets in my friend's face. You're trying to tuck your beer. You're trying to hide it, making all these like accusations to him, getting in his face. And then things like intense. Like they were not like this to me. And I didn't say anything at the time because I just let them handle their situation with the security guy. And one of the things that made me think of it, and this, if I'm going to be completely honest, completely transparent, this is going to show you my level of ignorance and maybe my white guilt. I don't think I associated with racism at the time. I didn't think, I don't even know if I realized I was witnessing maybe racism at the time until afterwards he was like, yeah, man, that's what racism looks like. They were nice to the white guy. They assume the black guy is up to something. I was like, bro, I didn't even think of it that way. I'm like, should I have like spoken up? Do I just like escalate the situation? Do I look like I'm some white hero? Like, let me take care of my black friend here. The white guy's here. I didn't want to look like that. Like, I just felt like you're an adult. You can handle themselves. I don't know if I mishandled the situation or not. 314-531-9898. Jenny, what's your opinion? Should I have said something?
I mean, if I were you, I probably wouldn't have dealt with the security guards. I would have just turned to my friend and been like, bro, let's just step back into the bar and finish up our drinks. We don't need this, you know, toxicity. We don't want the night to turn out like this, you know. They're treating you wrong, and let's just go inside.
Maybe it should have been more vocal to him. So not, hey, yeah, stepped in with the security guard, but tried to. The other thing that I think maybe crossed my mind is, like, if I, like, tell him to calm down, I've been married long enough to say, like, you never tell someone to calm down. No. So I don't want to be like, you need to calm down. And I said that to him too, Jenny, afterwards. I was like, if I say something to you or you say something, you look like the angry black guy. And he's like, yep, that's what they would label me as. They label me as the angry black guy. I was like, that is crazy to me. Thank you so much for the call, Jenny. Kelly, do you feel like I should have said something when I saw the security guy? Well, I feel like being super intense with my friend after he was just super chill with me.
Yeah, I do believe that when you see something wrong happening that you should say something. It's just all in the approach. I understand had that fear of escalation.
Yeah.
But as far as them approaching your black friend like that, that can happen a lot. And it could be unconscious racism or it could be conscious. And it's just about having a conversation.
Yeah, I think
even with your friend and the security guard, like, hey, we're good, you know, we'll stop with the drink, you know, we're not trying to leave with it.
You know, the thing I'm hoping is happening is while people are listening to the car right now, they think of that to themselves, like, wow, you know, unconscious or conscious, like you said, you know, Brett was treated as a white person leaving, and the black guy, the only black guy in the bar, was accused of trying to smuggle out his beer. Like, you guys think about that, you know, think about that for a second and think about what must go through their minds. And hopefully, although I didn't say something in the moment, I'm saying something to a wide range of audience right now.
Yeah. And it's like even having a conversation with the guy afterwards, like, you know, how did this make you feel? Was there another way to approach this?
Checking in on
it. You know, in that situation. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's something that you can deal with daily.
That's what he mentioned, yeah.
If you don't experience that with it, that's a heavy weight to carry.
Yes, thank you.
I'm a black woman, so I get that.
He said the same thing. He's like, it happens on a daily basis, and then I have to carry that with me throughout the rest of my day, and then act like I'm supposed to just go to work like nothing happened tomorrow.
Yeah. You got to put that face on.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much for the call and such an amazing conversation. Yeah. Lyric, do you think, would have given that situation, if we play it again one more time, do you think I should have said something?
Yeah, I agree with Kelly. I think it's just, even if you would have just said something, you could have just said something like, oh, well, he just said that we're cool to finish the drink right here. Just to, like, be like, oh, well, this guy said it's cool for me to do it. And sometimes saying something like that kind of, like, makes them realize that, like, they're being unreasonable and unfair to the black person for no reason. I also do think the story you said about your colleague played probably a role mentally in, like, you're not saying anything. And I just think, like, it's important for people to know, like, it's different from, like, work stuff to, like, personal life stuff. Because, you know, like, work stuff with race stuff, you have to have, like, documents. Like, you have to do a lot of stuff.
Great point.
A lot of hoops.
Yeah, like, me stepping up with my colleague could have put myself in danger, and then there's no documentation, and it's a lot different than me seeing something in a bar or seeing something in public. Honestly, that's a great point and something I never thought of.
I can see that, but I do think that the issue is so big that it crosses both boundaries, and I think it needs to be spoken up no matter what you've seen.
Look, that's how change happens. Is when people start.
It's dangerous for the black person in the workplace. As someone who's went through it in the workplace before, it can be dangerous for them because then more retaliation can come back on them. So
to
be a little more tactful when you speak about it in the workplace.
Well said. Like, yeah, because you spoke up, you thought you were doing good, but now you've created more harm. Mm-hmm. Man, that is crazy to think about. And honestly, straight up lyric, as a white person, just being honest, not something I've ever had to experience or worry about. And so the fact that you have to worry about that, I apologize, because that sucks.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having this call and having these conversations. I think that's what makes doing what we do special, is we're actually able to have these conversations in the public eye, and hopefully it opens up an eye and just, you know, also do some self-reflection as well. We are still commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. It's Y98 St. Louis. Sabrina Carpenter, while we're commercial free, it's just crazy how she turned out to be like one of the biggest stars on the planet. You know who's also just one of the coolest performers on the planet? Imagine Dragons.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
They are insane on stage. It's like they take it to extremes, man. I feel like they throw the ultimate party, and we want you to be part of this party Friday. We'll get you hooked up with tickets if you're caller 18. You get to go to the Imagine Dragons show and get ready to rock. 314-531-9898. Caller 18. We'll get you Imagine Dragon tickets. Coming up and keep it moving, I have the lies that men tell you women all the time. These are the top 10 lies that men tell women. Coming your way, and Imagine Dragon tickets in 3 minutes. I walk. We are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. One of the coolest acts to see live, because they can just jam out, throw a party on stage, they're jumping around. It's the perfect Friday night, is Imagine Dragons. Mm-hmm. Bella, you got any plans on a Friday night? Bella from the helicopter.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, flying a plane.
I guess I'm going to Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, you are. Bella, congratulations. Friday night, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. We got your Imagine Dragon tickets. You're going to be rocking out, Bella. Get ready, okay?
Awesome. I'm excited. Thank you.
All right. Same time tomorrow, we get hooked up with those Imagine Dragon tickets. Let's find out what's the biggest and trending and the most viral stories.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
If it's trending, if it's going viral, we'll talk about it right now. We put 2 minutes on the clock. I read through headlines, and Hannah treats it like it's all of us doom scrolling. She says, keep it moving. Scroll on by. Also say, tell me more. Like, these are the lies that men tell women.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
All right, when it comes to lying, men do it very, very often. First off, do you want to know how many often guys lie to you?
How much?
3 times a day, which amounts to 1,092 lies a year.
Do you guys do this?
Never.
Is this true?
Never.
Lie one.
Some of the most common ones that they like to tell, these are the top 10 lies. Let's bounce around here. Number 10. It's just what I've always wanted. I've always wanted that, honey.
Mm.
Whatever you want. Number 6. I'm stuck in traffic. Kind of goes hand in hand with number 5. I'm on my way. Neither of are true. We're just we're late. I had no signal. There was no...
that's a stupid one.
Kevin tells it loud. I don't get Zoom at my house. Can't get into the Zoom meeting. Yep, there it is.
How can you not only get one app? Kev, I'm disappointed in you.
Wi-Fi doesn't work in Grafton.
You can't get there from here.
He's on his way. 2, nothing's wrong. I'm fine. We're also
well,
nothing.
Well, that's considered a full-on lie, then.
That's also the number one woman lie women tell, man.
Yeah.
And then number 1, I didn't have that much to drink. And then played the video that Kevin was doing the whiskey shot.
Yeah, that's a really bad thing to lie about. Hey. For multiple reasons.
Stupid criminal. A man got sentenced to 558 days in jail for telling the judge to...
That he probably didn't have that many things to drink.
No, he said, kiss my butt.
Oh.
Yeah, so he was in court for a minor trespassing charge, and he was hit with 558 days of contempt of court because he started cursing out the judge. He said, kiss my butt, and then followed a bunch of F-bombs, and the judge said, I'm going to add 93 days every single time you drop an F-bomb. And the guy just stopped going off, and the judge just kept adding them, and now he got 558 days in jail. Just because he was swearing. That's a year and a half in jail for swearing.
Someone needs to calculate how many beeps were in his thing to have like 500 days sentence.
Man.
Yeah, like he was literally like worse than a swear jar.
Potty mouth Pete. Got you in the pin.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Thanks for hanging with us, commercial free all hour on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Disney honored 14 new people into the D23, and the internet is freaking out about what Miley Cyrus had to say when she accepted her award. I'll share what she said at 8:35.
Thank you for listening.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Walt Disney Company honored 14 new Disney legends at their D23 event. So D23, the best way I could describe it is like the ultimate It Club Hall of Fame, highest reigning title you can get at Disney. And Disney CEO Bob Iger describes it as the Disney Legends Award and how it's the absolute highest honor that their company bestows. There's only 318 people who have ever gotten this title and inclusion. And that might kind of sound like a lot, but when you think about every single person that's involved in Disney, who's ever been involved in Disney, producer, actor, all those things, 318 people, that is a very, very, very select few. So they just had their 2024 like initiation thing, and some of the honorees this year include Angela Bassett, Jamie Lee Curtis, Harrison Ford, Miley Cyrus, and others. There was only 14 that were included this year. So my personal favorite moment was when Miley Cyrus accepted her award this year and thanked her past role, Hannah Montana.
I stand here still proud to have been Hannah Montana. This award is dedicated to Hannah and all of her amazing, loyal fans and to everyone who has made my dream a reality. To quote the legend herself, this is the life.
I mean, that just gives me goosebumps. How amazing. And I think it really shows even more right now because Hannah Montana was like a phase in Miley's life. You know, she grew up with it. That was like one of her first big breaks. Her dad was really involved in all that. He was involved in the show, involved in her career at that time. And we obviously know they have a very like puzzled relationship right now. So the fact that she can still look back on that and be thankful for that time in her life, I feel like is really, really special. And obviously it is such an honor to be a D23. And also this year, it's the first time that the ceremony is available to now stream on Disney Plus as well, if you want to see other people accept their awards as well.
I think Miley's story is so cool.
Yeah. It's like, so cool.
Because we've heard a lot of those Disney stars and the world they've lived in and those young stars in the and the path they end up taking, and it really seemed like Miley was going to take one of those.
Yes.
And she was just, you know, big into partying. We had the Bangers tour. She was the tongue sticking out, twerking at the VMAs. And now it's like Miley is like, look, I went through my party stage and now I'm a mature adult and I went through a really bad divorce, but I'm a stronger woman. It's just like, everything about Miley just seems screams empowerment. It screams like, I went through some crap and I got out of it. Yeah. And that's what we all can relate to. Sometimes I think we look at these stars and it's like, the whole world's given to you. And I think that's one of the problems with Disney stars. The whole world's given to them.
Yeah.
And then they don't really know how to get out of some stuff. Miley's like, I'll show you how to get out of some stuff.
And
that's
she
cool.
can look back and be completely thankful for her past, even though it did ultimately lead her into that darker time. She's like, you know what? I'm thankful that it happened. And we're thankful it happened too. I'm really happy for her being included in the D23. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
know it's everywhere.
Let's have a little fun and do a little good news, bad news. I'll tell you the good part of the story. But nowadays, it never just stays good. It always takes a twist and ends badly. A couple is moving in together right before their wedding. What could go wrong when you move in together? Hannah, nothing. Life is on easy street when you move in together.
I think that the problem, the bad news, is that she found out that the person she was marrying had like an extreme fetish for something like cheese or feet or cheese. Something.
Right.
Something just like sick and twisted that's like very uncomfortable.
Hey, can I put my stuff in this closet and it's just full of cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind, because it's filled.
I think somebody found somebody else in the house. I think that it's not a fetish, it's another person. Like it's going to be a threesome. You're joining a group.
Oh,
you didn't realize there was that other person
in
the house.
Hey, Fred was living in the attic?
Yes.
Welcome to it.
I'm going to say I think they found out they were somehow related.
Ooh, like as they're moving in together.
Yeah,
right
you're
before
like,
the wedding.
Oh, you're my brother.
Oh, okay. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
The story is crazy. Somebody opens dies.
Oh, cool.
And you know Friends, the TV show Friends, Pivot?
Yeah.
It makes Pivot look small. I'll explain what that means.
What?
8:49 when we reveal what the bad part of the story is.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Now on the Odyssey app.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, I told you the good part of the story. We love when the story starts off good on the Brett Megan Show. But nothing can stay good. Everything always turns badly. So let's figure out how this story ends badly. A couple is moving in together right before their wedding. What could go wrong? Hannah, I told you that, you know the scene from Friends where they, you know, pivot?
Mm-hmm.
And it was iconic. Well, this guy tried to take moving in with furniture to the next level.
How so?
Because he decided to actually, with his bride-to-be, the day before their wedding, toss a mattress they had just purchased, you know, maybe from someone on Airbnb, like throw this in the back of the truck. And they didn't want the mattress to fall out, so he told her to sit on it. So she was sitting on the mattress. Well, mattresses are extremely springy, so at 50 miles per hour, they hit like a pothole, and she bounced off the mattress, fell out of the truck, and got serious road rash right before her wedding day, like on her face, all on her side.
Oh.
And she has to wear a wedding dress the like day or two before her wedding.
Do not like her fiance and or husband if they ended up getting married.
Like, her family's got to be thinking, if you're the idiot who suggested sit on the mattress while
also
driving
like,
a big truck.
Here, I know you're big anchor, sit on this.
Yes,
like,
and also that concept too. Hey, you're big enough to hold this down, woman. Like, everything about this was wrong. This dude couldn't even figure out zip ties or anything like that. And then poor bride has road rash for the wedding day.
Oh my gosh.
Happily ever after.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
So the entire Brett Mega Show went out to San Diego for this like work trip. And I had to leave early because it was my daughter's birthday. And I was the guy. You ever go out with your friends and you have like everyone, you come back and you're like, how was the night? And everyone's like, it was the best night ever. Most iconic night we ever had. That's what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I left, had to catch a flight. I text everyone the next day, like, how was the night? The best night we've ever had in our entire lives. So.
For real.
Thanks, jerk. We're going to play two truths and a lie about that night that the team has come up with, and I'm going to try to guess which one of these are real, actually happened during the best night ever, and which one is a lie. Well, you can listen in 3 minutes. Shut up is exactly what I wanted to say to my friends. Actually, I did say to my friends multiple times. It's the Brett Mega Show. So the entire show went out to San Diego, this really cool work trip. Man, how cool is a work trip when you get to go to San Diego?
Yeah,
like,
for real.
Ah, where do you have to go to work? You like hate when they're like Cleveland. But no, they're like, we're going to San Diego. We're like, that's awesome. And so it was like this big radio conference. And at the radio conference, you get to like mingle with a bunch of people, network and party and hang out. And then once the conference was over, we got to fly out Saturday morning. So Friday night was ours.
Freedom.
You get to do whatever you want. And so to set the stage for what Friday night looked like, Friday night looked like a flight home for me. It was my daughter's birthday on Saturday, and I wanted to make sure I woke up and I got to be with her on her birthday. She was turning one. But Friday night, for the rest of the team, for Hannah, for Kevin, for AB, it was a party bus. There was this really rich radio guy, and he was like, hey, I'm taking my show out on a party bus. You guys can come on a party bus with me. And the three of them were like, sign us up.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I rode on the party bus for literally like an hour before I had to go catch my flight. They were cracking open White Claws and neutrals and slamming beers. I'm like, this is the craziest party bus ever. And they're like driving around sightseeing in San Diego. I caught a flight back and I landed. And you know when your friends tell you like, nah, it was an okay night. And then you have those friends that tell you, best night ever, man. That's what
you
I got.
You had to be there.
Yeah, you had to be there.
You had to be there.
These three got inside jokes now. They're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. So what we're going to do is they're going to tell me three scenarios that happened after I left. Two of them will be truthful. One of them will be a lie. And I'm going to have to guess. And you can also guess because you know as much as I know now of which you think is a lie. There's no way this could have ever happened. This has got to be complete crap and made up. Hannah, go first.
All right. The scenario that I'm going to say is that Kevin got drunk and confessed his body count
okay. to the whole table.
To the yep. whole table.
Okay, I can see him doing that because it's probably not a lot. It's like, hey guys, it's one. Just so you all know, it's number.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
I didn't think it was a big confession.
Have I hit more deer than more people I've slept with? You'll never know. Or did I tell people?
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. All right. Is this a truth or is this a lie, Brett? AB was casted for a dating show.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. In the middle of last in that night.
In the middle of that crazy
maybe,
night.
Maybe not. Possibly.
Okay.
And then the last one, Hannah and I got barricaded in the men's bathroom.
Oh, that is so true. You two would just... I think that's the truth. So Hannah and AB, they get lost like walking to our own bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I've actually seen them locked in our company bathroom before. True story. True or not, were you guys in our company bathroom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no, that one's definitely the truth. Taking that off the table. So now, was AB casted in a reality show? She is a reality TV junkie. We're in California, but San Diego's no LA. Or Kevin getting drunk and confessing his body count. I think AB getting cast in a reality TV show, it's got to be the lie. Has to be.
Is that what you're going with?
Yes, that's my final answer.
That was true.
What reality show?
So,
and how do I not know about it?
Do you want to describe
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so we walk up to this bar that was packed, and right outside of it, there were all these like guys my age-ish, I don't know, in suits. And they had boom mics, and they had cameras, and they were trying to like pull all these girls in, and you were supposed to Venmo them, and they would either like rate your outfit or rate your riz, or like you got to decide based on how much you paid them. Mm-hmm. And they kept trying to get all of us to do it.
Yeah, they wanted to cast us.
Yeah.
Of course you did it. You were like, yeah. What did you get? What was your score? Was it high?
I had them rate my outfit, and it was like so-so.
Yeah, I kind of thought that.
I was kind of wearing
actually.
My mom's yep. dress, so yeah. that might have been part of the reason. Yep.
I walked by, they called me a skibbity toilet. I still don't even know what that means.
They called you a skibbity toilet?
I didn't know that. I would have thrown a drink in their face.
And then is Kevin over under the deer count?
We don't know. It was fake. I guess we'll have to find out.
It's Y98 St. Louis.